Well, let's just jump right into it with your latest release. Tell me about, it's HPD. Tell Correct. Me about it.
Well, HPD stands for Huntington Police Department. It's actually a crime novel set in Huntington. It follows the 12 years of the career of a Huntington police officer from when he first joins the force in 2006 up until 2018. So over the years, I've met a lot of police officers, and one thing I discovered about police officers is they love to tell stories, and they have some great tales to tell during their career, you know, of events that have happened during their career.
What was the motivation for setting it in Huntington? You know, it's for a nationwide audience, Huntington's not exactly on the radar.
Well, it's funny you say that, because last year I actually pitched this book to an acquisitions editor for a New York publishing company, and he said, "This is a great idea, but you've got to set it in Chicago or L.A. or New York. It's going to be too regional." You know, I'm blessed again that I'm retired, and that, you know, I'm not certainly a rich man, but I'm comfortable financially, and so I don't really write to make a living. I write because I enjoy writing. And darn it, I like the city. I mean, it's gone through some real struggles that are actually talked about in the book. You know, Ethan as a cop has to deal with the opioid crisis and so on. But I like the city, and I felt I wanted to make Huntington a character in the book itself.
Prior to HPD, you mentioned your trilogy. That mm-hmm. was, well, do you call it the Mirrors trilogy?
Yeah, it's the first book was called Trapped in a Hall of Mirrors, because that was something that somebody said once to me when I was working with the intelligence community. He said, "It's working here is like being trapped in a hall of mirrors. You just can't tell if what you're looking at is real or not." So the first in the trilogy was Trapped in a Hall of Mirrors, and then when I wrote my sequel to it, turned out to be Funhouse Mirrors, because that was kind of a play on the theme. And then the last book, which takes place through, they're all Cold War era spy novels. That's when I worked with the intelligence community, so that's what I knew. The last one was called Afghan Mirrors, which takes place during the Soviet-Afghan War. And since I'd titled two books in the trilogy with the word mirrors in it, I was kind of stuck. Well, luckily, I remembered that Afghan women dress up, particularly for weddings, it's a traditional dress, is a dress that's covered with small mirrors. Mm. And so I said, okay, that's the justification that I'm going to
use. That's the connection.
Yes. And I can include that in the book, so when people are wondering why is this called Afghan Mirrors, eventually they'll stumble across that section.
Now, is it the same character throughout all three?
Or? Correct. Yeah, it's a gentleman by the name of Stephen Connor.
I actually particularly enjoyed the section on your website about the I think you call it a novel experience.
Yeah.
All the places and location and food and things mm-hmm. that you experienced in your career that allowed you to that you then worked into all of the Mirrors novels or the Mirrors trilogy.
Right. I saw that another author had done something similar, where he actually posted pictures of, you know, what the food was like and what the gear was like and the locations like in his particular work of fiction that he had written. And I said, what a great idea, so I'm going to do this. And in fact, it reminds me, I need to do it for HPD now, so I need to start putting in some pictures of Huntington and some of Ethan's favorite food at eating a biscuit at Tudor's, or something along those lines.
Right. You said after at the end of every book, you tell yourself you're not going to write another one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next book?
That's funny. You asked that. A writer friend asked that too, and really pressed me and said, "Come on now, I know you're going to write another novel. You always go through this. What's it really going to be?" I'm going to write a cozy this time. All of my previous novels, I have really emphasized accuracy and realism, but I really love the works of cozy writers like Agatha Christie and Dorothy Sayers and so on. And so I actually wrote a short story called The Y Bookshop, which is set in the mythical town of Y, West Virginia. And I love the characters. And it's not particularly realistic, but it's warm and it's interesting and the characters are engaging and so on. So I think I may try something softer this time.
All right. We're we've covered most of the stuff I wanted to talk about. Is there anything that that we haven't discussed that you want to mention?
Well, the one thing I wanted to say is, you know, you said, you know, this is a regional book, and, you know, therefore my expectations should probably be fairly low for sales. Well, this book has blown up.
Really?
I have sold more books. The book has only been out, it's been out for about a month now, and I've sold more books in this past month than I have ever of any of my other books. So it's obviously touching a resonance somewhere, and maybe everybody in Huntington and everybody in Cabell County and everybody in the tri-state area is buying my book, but a lot of people are buying my book.